All right, welcome back to another episode of Fourth and
Whatever.
I'm Coach Evan's wife, Christian.
And I'm Coach Woodard's wife, Jenny.
And we're going to tell you a little bit about our perspective as a coach's wife and answer some questions that we got.
Okay, how do you handle wins versus losses emotionally for yourself and for your husband?
Let's see. Well, Philip is not a very emotional person. He is not a very, like, doesn't really, like, he's just very stoic, very nonchalant all the time. And I'm not like that. Like, I get very emotionally invested into things.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the times, like, when we lose, like, I'm coming home and I'm like, I can't believe
it. You need to talk it out. Yeah.
Yes. And he's like, I mean, we just didn't play good football, or people just didn't do their thing. And I'm like, literally, it's the same thing every single time.
And then when he wins?
And then when he wins, he's like, yeah, man, we did what we were supposed to do. We did our job. And I'm like, bro, like, you should be excited.
He sounds exactly like that too.
I know, right? He's like, literally every week, I'm like, all right, babe, how's it looking this week? And he was like, well. And he has the same response, because he says the same response to everybody.
Mine probably
else.
Says the same thing,
he
too.
He says, well, if everybody goes out there and does what they're supposed to do, we'll be all right. Like, that's literally what he says.
Preston
every
says
time.
Every week, he goes, we got to play good.
Yeah, I'm like.
That's the only thing I get. And I'm like,
well, no crap. You got to play good. But, like, can you give me a little bit more? So, yeah. I feel like I struggle. Like, I have a hard time letting go of things versus, like, because obviously I don't see what y'all do at practices. And so, like. For him, a lot, like, for example, the Laporte loss, he said that wasn't, you know, a surprise. Like, he was like, we just were not playing good football. And I'm like, but we did, you know, and I'm like coming home and I'm frustrated. And he was frustrated, but it was like, when he was like, when I see how they play, like, we shouldn't have won that game because we were not playing our best football.
Right. Yeah.
We weren't playing. He's a very, like, logical person in that.
And almost analytical about
it. Yes. Like, he has, like, a full recipe of, like, we just weren't doing our jobs. And then. Now the only time I think I've ever seen him truly mad was the Smithson Valley game. And I mean, I feel like everyone was like that, but, like, that's really that one. And then I want to say it was like 3 years ago, I think we lost to College Station in the playoffs.
That one was hard too.
Were you at, I think that was y'all's first year.
That was our first year.
And we were.
Preston still talks about that game.
The hardest part was we lost by a touch. I think it was like a touchdown.
Something like that, yeah.
And the touchdown that they said wasn't a touchdown for us, I literally
it was controversial.
Got a picture of him catching the ball. Like, that's what's so hard is I literally got a picture of it happening. But, you know, Texas high school football doesn't allow for replays.
And you know what's funny is that every, except for 1 year, I don't remember which what years. But every single team that we have lost to in the playoffs, all 5 years
have gone to state.
Have played in the state.
Yeah.
Even at our last school when we went.
Oh, that's right. I remember him saying that.
Every single one. I think there's one that didn't, but it was like,
everyone,
it's wild.
Everyone says, like, oh, well, like, that's good. Like, you win against the state champs.
I hate that.
Like, that doesn't make it any better because we could have, you know, in my mind, I'm like, well, we could have beat them. You know what I mean? Like, little things like that. So I've only ever seen Philip get mad about certain games.
Yeah.
And I have to be very careful because, like, if he's mad, then he really doesn't want to talk about it. Like, he'll let me usually, like, rant and do my thing.
Right.
But, and so, like, I have to be very mindful of that and pay attention. Like, watching the state game this year was really hard for him.
Ooh,
but I was like, I want to, like, I'm like a glutton for punishment. Like, I'm like, I want to watch it. I got to watch it. And then when they won, I was like, bruh. And so Philip and I literally just talked about it. Because then, again, my family doesn't do... They're not, they don't know the life.
Yeah,
they don't
different.
Get it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, then we went to Christmas and they were like, oh, y'all had a great run this year. And Phil was like, yeah, we did. And it's like, he doesn't want to talk, you know, we were a week off of it.
It's too soon, y'all.
Yes.
It's too soon.
So I think we're very chill, whether it's we win or lose. Like, there's been pockets of, like, excitement and pockets of, like, frustration. But I know Woodard is a lot more animated and a lot more passionate would be the right word than Philip. Not that Philip's not passionate, but, like,
it's a level
displayed differently.
There's other levels
so
to this.
Y'all have different, you know, y'all's is a little bit different.
Yeah, we're both really competitive, like, super, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
to be all in to coaching and that lifestyle, but it can also be very detrimental to the, like, well-being of our household,
the environment.
Yes, we're just like, at our last school, we lost a game, and it wasn't even one that we should have lost. Like, it wasn't, it wasn't a big playoff game. It wasn't something, it was just one of those games where it's like,
nothing came together.
What the heck happened? Like, and I remember Preston coming home and just being pissed off. Like,
oh my gosh,
the whole weekend. And I follow a lot of coaching wives pages and all this stuff like that on Instagrams and social medias, all that stuff. And somebody had posted about it like a couple of weeks, maybe a week or two before. And I was like, so glad. They were like, we had to put a 24-hour window on our negative energy in the house because it was getting too much.
Yeah.
Because it's like, and I had to tell them, I said, listen, it's been too long.
Like, dude, that was rough, but.
Like, I understand. You can't move on. You can't get better if you don't let it go and leave it in the past.
Yeah.
And I think he's done a lot better job about it since then, because, I mean, it was rough. I was like, I'm on your side.
Yeah. Like don't fight with me.
Like, I'm just as upset about it as you are. But, like, at the end of the day, it's like, it's over and done with.
Yeah.
The only way to get better is starting right now. So, like, well,
and that's what people don't understand is, like, you literally have, like, they don't really have time to process the loss.
Yeah.
Because they got to start day, they're game planning for the next game and the next game and the next game. You
what's even worse, after the port game that we lost during district, Preston came home more angry on Saturday than he was Friday
after
night.
Watching film.
Because he had to watch film. They have to watch. So Preston's like, I have to watch the game three times.
Yeah.
I have to watch the game while I'm coaching it. I have to watch the game Friday night to break down stuff with Dor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to, Saturday morning, I got to break it all down again with the kids. And I just like, he was like, I'm even more mad.
Well, because then they're
Saturday
noticing
morning.
More and more things that they did wrong or that like they shouldn't have done.
Exactly.
Know? And that's the hard part is like, you have to relive it again on Saturday. And then
You get like 12 hours and then Sunday you're like, okay, it's game time.
You know what I mean? Like depending on, like I know during playoffs, they were planning a couple weeks, you know, as much early as they could. And so it was like, they really didn't have time, which was kind of a good thing, but like they didn't have time to process anything. You know?
I just remember after like, when we got to a certain point, I was literally telling, because me and Michaela would ride together and we'd like all three of us would meet for Chick-fil-A. That was like our thing.
Yes.
And then we would go to the game and like after NRG and like after a couple of games, we'd both just sit in the car like, what just happened?
Literally.
Like, can you just believe that just happened?
That's how it was after NRG. Like that day was such a blur.
Yeah,
like,
for you especially. Yeah.
And I remember on the way home from Houston, like all three boys fell asleep in the car. And I remember, I think I sat in the driveway for a good like 5 minutes of just like, first of all, holy crap, we made it through the day.
Yeah.
And then
you
it was like,
it.
Holy crap, we won. You know what I mean? And then, you know, Phillip's coming in behind and he was like, and you know, that was a really high game for us. Yeah. Like that was a really, we talked about that, you know, all the way till specifically. Yes. And then we still talk about, you know, we're still, that's like our version of like the best game that we had probably all season. It felt like, you know,
it was just one of those things where it's like everything lined up the way it was supposed to. Like, it's like the boys.
I'm sure the coaches wouldn't
right
say
time.
That, but like,
yeah,
for the fans.
I mean, for the most part, I do think that Preston said this. He was like, everybody did their job. Like when it mattered and when it got gritty, like you could tell. Like, and there's times where it's like some of them, the kids get tired. It just is what it is. Football is a hard, draining sport. Like it just
physically and mentally. Yeah.
Yes. And it's almost like you could see them get more energized in the fourth quarter. Like,
well, and I will say this group has
so special,
so much heart and so much work ethic. Like even in the Smithson Valley game, like they really tried their hardest to like push and push to the last second, you know.
And it's really cool. You can see their grit, like, who care? Who really has it and who really cares about it?
And to see it played out. And like for them, you know, they probably don't see it now, but like in years, they're going to be, you know, one of my students was one of the ones who caught the ball.
Yes.
That like tied the game. And he literally still talks about it today. Like he's like, oh, you know, he'll like be joking around some people like, did you catch a ball at NRG? No, but I did. You know, and I'm like, that's, you know, but that's what it's
about.
Like those memories, those key moments.
But it's funny because when, my husband's very animated, like you said. Like, so when we win, like,
he's all in.
Yes. Like, and it's hilarious. I have several videos of him, like, running down the sidelines doing, like, some weird run or, like,
yes,
just almost like dancing sort of. And like, I'm just like, what is happening?
Which, no hate to him, he's like the shortest coach, but like, yes, you can point him out on the sidelines. 100%. As we're doing something good or if we're doing something bad.
Yeah.
We can point him out.
Yeah. He definitely like will be the most animated, most excited coach on the sideline, but it'll also be like maybe the second most like angry on the sidelines too. Like him and Gardner both will like,
I think it depends.
They go toe to toe a little bit.
I think it depends on the game, because yeah, there's a couple of times I've seen some coaches, I'm like, oh, okay. Yes. Like he's getting mad. Then we know something's going down. You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny because I could always tell like at our law school when I was like, oh, Preston's mad. And they're like, how do you know? And it's like, he flipped his hat backwards. Like his hat's backwards. He's pissed. Oh, he's yeah, in the zone. Someone's about to get yelled at.
My favorite thing is when they like rip off the headset.
Oh,
like that's Preston probably broke my one favorite. I know you told me that. Like, he that's broke one his of my energy.
Yeah. I like LOLs.
Not favorite thing, but like, or like the clipboard. Like
it's more like funny, like favorite thing funny, because it's yeah, like, it's like in your head, you're like, it's just a game, but like, you know, overall it's not.
But like, you're also like doing the same thing up in the stands.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yes.
And everybody who sits around me knows that he and I act the same way during games.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
I think you're a little bit more conservative than he is. A little bit. Maybe you just yes, do that because you have to be.
Partially that. But I also, like, having your kids around me was probably a good thing, too, because they're.
Jordan will call you out if you say something.
100%. I'm 90% sure I said I dropped an F-bomb one time. And Jordan turned around and just looked at me. He goes, that's not what we say. And I was like, Jordan.
Shut up, Jordan.
Turn around and face forward.
See, honestly, that was probably the best part about them being on the sidelines, is because they, like, they care, but, like, they also don't have, like, the brain capacity to, like,
fully get everything.
Yeah, everything. And so, like, they'll say stuff and I'll be like, no, that's not right. So whenever they got to be, whenever I started, like, trusting them to be on the sidelines for, like, being a ball boy,
yeah,
was so much better for my mental health, because there was a couple of times where I'm like, bro. If you, and then when Jordan, I think Jordan started crying at,
they both started crying.
Well, no, like in the stands.
Oh, yes.
When he started crying in the stands, I was like, bruh, like I can't take this right now because I'm trying.
It was,
oh my middle is so emotional. Like, God bless his soul. Well, really, they are.
They both are.
There's a picture of Maddox, like in the facts with, I think Philip was hugging like Rylan, and you see Jordan or Maddox like just sobbing. I mean, like, you would have thought he lost the freaking game.
Him and Case both were on the sidelines after Smith and Valley, just both crying. And I was like, I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I was good until, like, when I see other people cry, I'm a sympathy crier.
Yeah.
I'm a sympathy crier.
I was feeling really confident. And I was more so just mad. Like, yeah. I was pissed. Me and Lauren both were just like standing at the gate waiting for us to get let in.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
well, because they were kind of tripping too about like letting us on the field before, yes, the game, like, not before the game, but like
I told her at one point, I said, I hope so and so beats them so bad next week. And she goes, me too. And we both of us are just like mad, just fuming, right? And then we walk her down and I like walk by and Case and Maddox are both just like tears, and I'm like, and I'm done, I can't, I'm out.
I swear, they acted like they, which I get it, like, I mean, they, those are their idols, like they look absolutely up to them, you know, like those are their, not idols, they're like role models,
they're role models, absolutely.
But like, you know, for them, you know, Maddox is very familiar with kids graduating,
yeah,
and stuff like that, and so for him, like, that's another reminder of like, oh my God, it's actually over,
these are my you last know? Yeah, they're the last ones, yeah,
and it's so sad. Yeah. God.
But the highs of the wins are like so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time.
I mean,
sometimes it's like you, it almost feels like too good to be true. I think that's the hard, yeah, part is like, I think
that's how I felt after energy. I was like, yeah, there's no way this just happened.
Well, I think everybody felt like that. They're like, I think we all looked at each other and was like, what just happened? Like, this is actually, and that's the furthest we've ever gone in, yeah, our coaching career.
Yeah.
In playoffs. And so it was like real uncharted territory. It was like, this is like another, you know, this is too good to be true.
It feels so surreal. Like, yes, I'm living a double life. This is, yes, not me. This is my twin.
Yes. Like, you're like watching something play out, but like you're a part, yes, of it. It's like, but it really is. I mean, it really is worth it. Like, looking back, like there was, it was a long season, but it was such a beautiful season.
So good.
Like, this was such a good season. Like, it will live in my memory until we win state. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
What's been your proudest moment as a coach's wife?
know. Like, I think just watching him live out his dream. Like, yeah. I know that sounds so cheesy.
It's so good, though. But
anybody who's met Philip has known that, like, his dream was to be a football coach. Like, yeah. Anybody in our town will tell you, like, that's who he was meant to be. Yeah. And, you know, when we first got married, Philip took whatever job was available. It was a PE, elementary PE position. And then when you take that and you get in the rut of things and you start dealing with kids, you start realizing that, like, making drastic changes is harder. Yeah. You know, it's not like yeah. you can just, like, you know, pack up and move just
yeah.
for the heck of it. You know what I mean? And so I think that for me, like, every time I see him out there at practice or pregame or and it being our alma mater is just, like, a little bit more special. Mm. Like, that was always his goal. Like, I yeah. want to come back to Angleton and I want to coach in Angleton.
Yeah.
And so for me, like, just watching him live out that dream, because the thing is now that we have kids, we can say, like, you know, the boys love to ask us all the time, like, Mom, Daddy, what did you want to be when you grew up? And, like, the fact that Philip can say, like, I wanted to be a football coach for Angleton.
Yeah.
And that's what he is. He's doing that. Like, that's what's special for me. And yeah. seeing, you know, he has a gift for kids. He has a gift for specifically, like, high school aged kids. Yeah. Like, that's really his mission field. Like you said earlier, yeah. like, even our second kid, Jordan, is named after a high school kid that we mentored yeah. and that we poured into and really became, like, a kid to us.
Right.
And so getting to see him really do that day in and day out. And, like, for me, that's what makes me proud. Like, the winning, cool, is great. Yeah. But, like, even, like, in the thick of it, he's teaching things beyond football, beyond, you know, the sidelines. He's teaching them Absolutely. Life skills and watching different kids come back and say, you know, how much they appreciate him and stuff like that. Like, that is, like, that's my moment. Like, that's my monument. You yeah. know, like, the Bible talks about, like, building a monument for things. Like, that is the monument that I have yeah. built here. And so, I mean, I know that sounds really cheesy and, like, you know, but that, I mean, that really is. Like, we could be in the worst district, in the worst place yeah. ever. And as long as he's happy and as long as he's living out
absolutely
what he wants to do, then whatever, I'm cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, if they're losing, this little more time than I give them, I guess. You know?
I guess
but
so.
Thank God we're not losing.
Yeah. yeah. No, for us, it's my thing is it's like as soon as he puts on the slacks and the polo, like,
aww.
He's worked so hard.
Yeah.
And I'm just so proud. And I think the coolest thing is getting, like, during pregame is fun and, like, watching him do his thing. But I think as soon as he gets into the zone, like, he's yeah, always,
you
like,
can, like, see him checked
yeah.
in.
And
yeah.
it's, like, he and I have a little handshake that we do before games.
I know. It's so cute, guys. oh, it's so cute.
But we do a little handshake before the game. And he's, like, I was, like, all right, go get him. And it's just, like, it automatically just turns on.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it's so fun. And then I'm, like, yeah, put that headset on, baby. Yeah, yeah.
You're, like, there he go.
Yes.
That one's mine.
Yeah, absolutely. and then it's so cool because he is one of the ones throwing the plays in. He's doing the signs. And I'm just, like, he's always talked about how he's wanted to do that. Like,
yeah.
He's all, like, that's his thing. He loves it. He's like, it's so hard, but it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And that's, like, part of his joy. And so it's, like, just getting to see him do that is, like, so special. And it's, like, it's funny because before we got to see, he can be a really hard coach.
Yeah.
Like, that's just who he is. But there are players that need that. There's players that need 100%. To be coached hard and need, like, you need to be in their face and they have to, like, because that's what they know. That's how they process stuff. And it's like, if you're soft with a kid, then, like, sometimes it's not effective. Like,
yeah.
And so, but I think it's so cool to see those kids. Like, there's one kid in particular. It's like, that's his kid. Like, he mm-hmm. reminds me of Preston when he was little. Like,
yeah.
And so it's like every time he's like, he's in his face, but, like, that kid knows that Preston would go 10 toes down for him.
Yeah.
Any day of the week. And I think that's special. I'm like, it makes me proud to see him thrive in something that, like, he needed, and he needed a coach to be in his corner. And it's like really cool to see them be in those kids' corners.
Yeah.
So I think that's special. And I like to win.
Yeah.
Obviously. When we win, I'm like, yeah, baby.
Well, like, super think, proud. You know, that's a lot of people don't realize, like, they say it, but I think you don't really realize how many of these kids may not have an adult in their corner that's absolutely, like, for them, that, you know, and we say this all the time, but like, we, like, you know, they spend more time with other people's kids than their own kids, their own families. And so, like, you don't do that unless you love and are passionate about that part of it.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, if you do, then sweetie, you're in the wrong job. Like, go somewhere else.
And that's part of, and that's part of one of the things that we talked about whenever we were getting married and like talking about what this life is going to look like. It's like, he's like, I need somebody who's going to be all in with me.
Yeah.
And because kids need to see what that relationship is like, because some of them don't come from a healthy marriage household.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, a lot of kids these days don't have a two-parent home.
They don't know what that looks like. Yeah. And so and having somebody show up for you, like, like, that's so important. Preston talks about that all the time. He said, I always had somebody in the stands for me.
Yeah.
And he's like, those kids need to have somebody in the stands for them. That's it just is what it is. And so that's kind of like one of the things that we've talked about. It's like, that's kind of my goal is like, you can do so much on the sidelines, but there's different, like, what I can do is different. And so I try to do like questionnaires for them at the beginning of the season of like his players that he like has as position coaches. And I'm like, okay, what are your goodies? Like, what are your favorite snacks? Like, and like, if it's their birthday, I'll like give them a little note and like,
I love cheesy, that you do this. Cheesy I love joke this on there. So much, because you honestly, and I think that we've talked about this a little bit, but you've actually inspired me, especially now that Philip has like his own specific position group.
Yeah.
That I want to do the same thing. Like, I love that you do that. Like, every week you like get them a little goodie bag.
Yeah.
Because a lot of parents do that. Yeah. You know?
And it's nothing big. And I think, and one of the things that like, I think the one of the first years that I did it, my mom was like, she said, make sure you're praying for each one of them as you put their Gatorades in their bag. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, I don't know why I, like, it was just not original, like a thought. And I think I've tried to be more intentional about that now, is because it's like, I'm putting this in there for like your physical health or like whatever that is. But like, your spiritual health is like just as important to me. And so, and I think that's something that's like, I want them to feel safe with us, or like feel like they can talk to him or to me. Like, and there's like a couple of kids who, like, I had a couple of them. Most of them were soccer boys because they played football and soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd come in my office and be like, Miss Woodard, can we talk about this game? I was like, no, we cannot get out. I don't have the energy for you right now. But it's like, it's fun to have like those relationships with them. Like,
yeah,
I've had several of his kids be like, hey, Coach Woodard, ask your wife if she'll make some cookies this week. Or like, you know, it's just, it's fun because it's like, they know that I'm like, it's not just one sided. Like, it's like, it's a family thing. It's a family affair. And it's like, this is what, like, my mom, like, if my mom was one of the coaches, like, players' moms or whatever, like, that's what she did for us. Well, and, you know.
And as a parent, like, I know that, like, when different parents on my kids' little league football team do different things, like, it is truly, like, you know the, how much work that takes. Yeah. And it means something to see. I mean, it goes back to what we were saying earlier, like, that person feels seen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even if it's because you don't know what they're dealing with whenever they go home, like, you don't know. Yes, they may have two loving parents and they have everything that they need under the sun, or they could be a kid that maybe that was their meal. You know what I mean? That's their meal after a game or before the game. Or
absolutely.
You know, nobody else in their life may not tell them how proud they are of them or good luck or something as simple as that. And so you've actually inspired me. I'm holding myself to it. We can make a Costco trip at the beginning of the season.
Yes, we can go together.
Just go get a bunch of stuff.
I'll give you all my tips and tricks.
Yes, because, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to do the whole, like, cricket thing. They might just, you know, get some handwritten things.
Hey, sometimes that's more special. I'm just, my thing is, like, efficiency. I'm like, how quick can I get this? I do a lot of stuff beforehand.
Was that a dog?
Yeah, you got a dog now?
No.
Oh.
Maybe they're my neighbor. I'm sorry. But it sounded like the dog was, like, in the house.
Yeah. No, but I do a lot of stuff, like, ahead of time. So it's like, my thing is, like, okay, we always are going to have 10 games. right?
Okay, yeah. So you can go ahead and I think so. Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyways.
Whatever. We know we have a certain number of games.
Rough estimate. So it's like typically what I'll do is I'll get on Amazon and depending on how many kids I'll have, I'll just get a big thing of like goodie bags that will
last you the whole season. Yeah.
And then I'll do like 10 of their names and then cut it out on the Cricuts and then get all of their bags in at one time.
Oh, I love that. Like you prep essentially.
Yeah. So because it's like his first couple of days when he's at practice, I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like so he's like, already gone. So.
Yeah. So it's like might as well utilize the time.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So it's like it's little. It's like
we can have a Cricut party.
Yes, girl. But yeah, it's like I do a lot of pre-prep for it because it's like I'm not trying to do a whole lot on Thursday. There are some times where Preston will get home on a Thursday night and he's like, did you get the cookies done? I'm like,
you're like, oh, crap. No.
No.
But I mean, that does help because then all you have to do Thursday nights is just pack everything. And then, like you said, if you're going to make cookies or
there are times where it's like if it's a playoff game or if it's homecoming, like I like to do something a little bit more special just because I'm bougie. Like
I can't wait to see you as a mom. Like this is going to be so good.
My sister always jokes. She's like, I hope you have like girls because you know how to braid hair and you know how to do all that stuff. I was like, but like, no, I feel like I would.
You would be a killer boy mom.
That's what I feel like. But Preston's like convinced we're going to have girls.
I mean, so, I'm happy if you have a girl because I can finally buy all the cute things. That's very because true. I can't do that myself. But, you know, whatever the Lord wants.
It's so funny because Preston's always like, if we have a boy, then he's going to be really hard on him. And he's like, if we have a girl, Jenny's going to be really hard on her.
That's honestly and, so true.
But truthfully, though, it's accurate because I just like in my brain, I'm like, okay, I know how I was. And I wasn't like a bad kid. I just was like very defiant, very independent. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, my sister's about almost 4 years older than me. And I'm like, I can do what she can do. And my mom's like, girl, no, sit down.
Were you the middle child? You give middle child energy.
No, I'm the baby.
Oh, I was going to say.
You and it's only me and my sister. Like,
also technically you're like middle and baby.
Yeah. No, I was definitely a second child. Like I was definitely that one.
You're the second. I can feel it.
Yeah. That energy big time. That's why me and Jordan get along so well.
Yeah. You know, I'm the second kid, but I was the more like reserved, like, you know, I'm just not going to make any waves kind of thing.
No, we be splashing out here.
Yes. I love that.
I begged my parents for me to get my ears pierced when I was in first grade. And my sister was in fourth or fifth grade and like she didn't have her ears pierced. And my mom or my dad, they're like, you can only get your ears pierced if your sister gets her ears pierced. And so for a week.
Did you like bug her?
Oh, 100%. I said, Missy, don't you want to go back to school and like have your ears pierced? Like, how cool would that be? And she was like, she's like, I don't like needles. And I was like, just don't look at it.
Like, it'll be over in a minute. Like, it's fine.
That's my thought process about it. But it's hilarious because it's like, if I want something and like I'm determined about it, like it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But like between the two of us, I'm the more like sensitive one.
That's so funny.
But it's like if I want it, we're gonna do it. Like I'm not like I'm definitely that person. It's like I'm gonna cry about it and I'm also gonna boss up about it at the same time. Like let me cry about it for a second and then we're gonna get this.
And then I'm gonna pull my pants up and let's go. Like, let's do it.
Literally yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Sunday, Preston was like, you got to go get these workouts done because we're doing 75 hard right now.
And
I was like literally laying on the couch, like in my comfy clothes with a blanket. Like, I was like
no.
And he was like, you know, like if you don't get them done now, then we're going to have to do them at like 9 p.m. and that's your bedtime. And I was like, oh, dang it. So I literally got on TikTok and I was like, motivation videos for working out. I was like, I need somebody to yell at me right now.
Yes.
I cried about it, then I definitely bossed up and did it. I actually ran. I've been walking, but yesterday I was like, no, I'm not gonna be a little baby about it. We're gonna actually, if we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
So I ran
I might as well.
Yeah. So I ran like 4.5 miles. I was like proud of myself.
Okay, I know this logically makes no sense, but in my brain, if I'm running during a workout, it's going by faster.
1,000%.
But it's really not.
No, but that's
but like same. In my brain, I'm like outrunning the time.
100%. No, okay.
I know that's the stupidest thing ever.
It's called runner's math. That's accurate because I literally thought the same thing yesterday. I was like, oh, 60 minutes is over. That's crazy. I said 4.5 miles. I said, normally I only do 4.5 miles. I'm like, Oh, walking, I'm just like, takes like an hour and a half, almost like 2 hours. You're like,
I got done 20 minutes earlier. Look at me. Right. You know, but like logically, I'm like, I know that's not the case. Like a 45-minute workout is still a 45 minutes workout. Yeah, but like, it feels like I'm really not moving fast. Like I'm not a fast runner. Like I would die in a zombie apocalypse. But like,
but like you do it as like girl math and it's like, okay, 45 minutes is only 3 15-minute.
Sweetie, 15 minutes three times. Way longer than 15.
No, not even. You're just talking about 45 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then if you break it, want to break it down even more, it's like that's only 9 3 5 minutes.
See, you're getting a little too mathy for me.
Well, you do it by like big intervals, but like
yeah. See, it's just 5 minutes like, 9 times.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, but if that sounds scary, then you say it's only 15 minutes 3 times.
Oh yeah.
See, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Although one time in fifth grade. One time at band camp, anyways, but one time at fifth grade, my teacher was, she was so, my class was like, all of us were like second children, like, oh, you God. Know what I mean? So it was like, yes. All of us were rambunctious. But anyways, she, we always complained about, 5 minutes was not enough time for us to go to our locker, go to the bathroom and get to class on time. That's what we would say all the time, which.
Because you're too busy talking.
100%. But it's hilarious because. I went to a tiny school. Like it was 100% a lie. Like yeah. You probably could
have done it in 3.
Probably. And she was like, one time she's like, we're going to sit here for 5 minutes in complete silence. And you're going to see how long 5 minutes is.
Oh my God, I would die.
It was, first of all, it was awful, but I was like, okay, you're right. 5 minutes is pretty long. We learned that day.
Miserable. Oh my gosh. I cannot stand silence. Like I'm one of those people that like, I will make something.
Just to fill the void.
Some people are like, oh, just embrace the silent. No. And I tell my students that all the time, like I teach kids how to do interviews.
Oh yeah.
And,
I tell them
all the time, like just embrace the awkward, embrace the silence.
You want to know what's hilarious? Sit there
and simmer and I can't do it myself.
You know, what's really funny is Preston can't either. So our
So our
very first date we went on was awful because
really?
Yes, because he would ask me a question and I would like sit there and it was like something that I like hadn't really thought about.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. And then he wouldn't let me answer. He'd just start talking again. And I was like,
I totally can picture him doing that, like asking a question and you're not answering fast enough. So yeah. He's going to answer the question himself.
Yeah. Well, it's like, and I literally left and I texted my friend. She's like, how did it go? Like, was it great? And I was like, it was awful. It was like, so it was bad. They're like, why? And I was like, he talked the whole time. And it's like, I mean, I wanted him to talk. Like, I want, but
could I get a word in?
Like, I don't even think he knows anything about me.
Oh no. But it's okay. I wore a see-through dress on accident on our first date. So
yes, queen.
It's fine. And according to him, I yelled at him when I answered the door. So, you know, it all happens.
That's hilarious.
I didn't yell at him, though. Don't let him tell it.
Next podcast, we need to, all four they of us need to be on here.
Yes.
And we need to talk about, like when we different met. Stuff. Because I can guarantee you they have different versions.
Different opinions, different versions of what happened. Because 1,000%. The door.
1,000%. Okay. Okay. What books are you reading right now? Or what's your favorite author? Which one do you want to go first?
Why don't I have like a favorite author? So I'll just say the books I'm reading right now. So okay. I just started. Hold on. Let me pull it up because I can't remember.
Gotta
the
pull
name
up Goodreads.
I just started it. I guess I could do that instead of Kindle. Wait, how do
unless you're not up to date on your Goodreads, then you're slacking as a bookie.
I just started The Things We Cannot Say.
Oh, yes. Tell me. Give me an update.
Kelly Remmer. No, I literally just started it like.
Oh, you've only read one page?
I'm just kidding. I've read like 1.5 chapters. So I don't really know. Exactly.
You don't have a real opinion.
I know it's a World War II like fiction book.
I've heard it's kind of emotional, so you're going to have to give me an update.
Yeah. So the first chapter starts off with, like, this lady with her autistic son, and he's, like, having a meltdown in the middle of the store. So that was, like, it was very, like, I mean, I don't have a child with autism or anything like that. Right. But just coming from, like, a mom standpoint where, like, your kid's, like, flipping out in the middle of the grocery store, like, and everyone's staring.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, crap. Okay, this is getting real quick. So I literally just started that one. And then I picked up Then she was gone by Lisa Jewell.
I love
from the
Lisa
library
Jewell.
Today. And then Sunrise on the Reaping, because I loved The Hunger Games. I have not read The Songbirds, The Ballad, whatever
it's
called.
Oh, yeah.
I can never remember the name. The Ballad, the whatever, the President Snow's version.
Yes.
I haven't read that one yet, but I watched the movie.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was okay. Everyone said that the book was better. I just haven't read the book yet. But I've heard so many amazing things about Haymitch's story. So I'm like, okay, I have to give it to myself to read it. So those are the three I'm reading. I'm like, kind of I never that. Read three books at one time, but yeah, I'm about to start.
You're branching, my girl.
I've been in a slump. Like, I really have been in a slump.
Yeah.
Honestly, ever since we read The Women,
yeah,
I have been in
so
a slump.
It's hard to
it's
find
so
something
hard
better.
Because I was so invested in that book. But I have like a long list of some to be reads kind of thing. My goal is 15 books by the end of the year, and I'm currently at 9. So
easy.
I mean, I think I could hit 20, but we'll see.
For sure.
We'll see. The fall's a little busy. We'll see.
I'm kind of cheating and I'm doing audiobooks right now.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know how you do it. I can't do it.
Well, first of all, how I'm get through so many books.
Yeah, I guess like.
And also I'm listening while I'm on my walks for 75
yeah.
books. So it like makes it easier. But right
girl,
now,
I'm listening to silence if I can.
Listening to this huffing and puffing that I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
Wait, that's no, not
but, that. LOLs. So I'm listening. I'm reading, like I talked about earlier, I'm reading Find Your People. That's by Jenny Allen. She's a Christian-based author, so it does have a lot of like Christian, like scripture and all that stuff like that, which I really enjoy, but I know not everybody does. But it's been super helpful to see that kind of from a godly aspect and like trying to find your people. And it's actually encouraged me to kind of do a little bit more branching out and trying to figure out like I've got really close friends, but it's like I want to kind of develop them more
like
a little
group,
bit.
Like your
group. Yeah.
I know. I see all these people like going on like girl trips. I'm like, one day.
Yeah.
One day. We're going to plan a girl trip one day.
And then I literally just started it today. I've only listened to the first chapter. I'm listening to it.
And you were just clowning me.
Well, I just downloaded it today. You got it yesterday.
I got it 2 days ago.
Even worse. Miss, I read so fast.
Shut up.
But I got One True Loves by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Oh, okay.
I've heard good things. I listened to the first chapter, right? But at the very like first minute, I had to back it up and I said, no way she just said that.
You're like, wait, what?
I said, time out. And I replayed it. I said, she did. I said, did I hear that right?
Oh, that sounds good.
And she repeated it again. I said, okay, facts. So then I listened to the whole thing. I said, oh, no way.
No,
so
talk
but,
about a hook.
Yeah. And so I don't know enough about it to have a real opinion, but so far it's coming out strong.
See, I love books that hook you in very easily.
Yeah.
Like if it doesn't grab me in the first like two chapters,
out of there.
I'm not going to. Because that's how I was with the Good Girl, Bad The Good Girl's Guide to Murder or whatever.
Yeah.
The first book was so good. The second book, I just couldn't get into it like I could the second one.
I have it on my to be read. Should I take it off?
So the first one was good.
Okay.
If you read the first one.
Yeah.
And then it was a little bit predictable, but it was good.
That's fine. I had just finished, it's called Just Once by Karen Kingsbury.
Mm.
And people said that it was going to be super predictable, which partially, but it surprised me. I was like,
it was one of those like predictable, but like
it's like a feel good.
Yeah,
it was like a feel good book. It's like one of those. It's like a movie, and you just like it just makes you feel
like
good.
A comfort.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that one was really good. I actually enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to. But she's also a Christian author. But I have saved several. Because we're going to Montana.
You have a big, long list of books.
I
will say that.
I do have a lot. But I did have a couple saved because we're going to Montana next week. And so I have stuff on my Kindle. And then I also have stuff on my audiobooks.
Yes.
So I actually just downloaded The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
You're going to start it without me?
Well, I haven't listened to it yet. I just got it from the library.
It's fine.
See, I can listen to it on like the whole flight and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, but I just started 3 books. Well, technically I only started 1. I haven't opened the other 2, but the other 2 are library rentals.
So you have to read
them. I have to read them. I have like 12 days. I mean, okay. I can always renew it, but they're a hot commodity.
I have 14 days before I can return this book.
Okay, so I can just, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Just.
You start it. Remember how we did that one book where it was like you started it and then I like caught up with you? That was like low-key kind of fun.
And then vice versa.
That honestly helped me read really fast.
Really though?
Maybe you should do that. Start it. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
And then.
I'm going to finish this first one because it's a quick audiobook. Yeah. And then I'll probably start it whenever we fly out.
Be perfect because we'll get back.
Yeah.
And then Philip's going to be gone. So whatever.
I think the next one I'm going to read because I told you I was going to make a tag for like how many are actually on Kindle Unlimited. So I don't have to like buy them. So I went and tagged them, right?
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I'll show you later. It's okay. Really cool.
Because like there's nothing more frustrating than finding a book and realizing it's not on Kindle Unlimited.
You still have to pay $13.
Yeah, because I'm like, I already pay $13 a month Kindle Unlimited. And I told you that too. I'm like,
yeah.
Girl, if it's not on Kindle Unlimited, I'm probably not going to. Or if it's not at the local library, I'm not going to read it.
That part. Because Spotify has audiobooks, but I only get 15 hours. So it's like I get a book and a half.
Yeah.
And it's so infuriating because that happened to me right now. I'm still waiting. Because I read.
Girls, okay, tomorrow is July 1st. It should start over to tomorrow.
You're so right. Okay, but I read The Family Upstairs by Lisa Jewell. Good.
Lisa Jewell's actually a really good author. Like her being British kind of threw me off a little bit, but
Have you read None of This Is True by her?
No, but I've heard so many talk about it. Is it on Kindle Unlimited?
I don't know, but it is on. It is at the library.
I'm finna go look.
But you need to, for real, return Then She Was Gone and get None of This Is True first. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I had it on hold.
Did you really?
Yes, because it's like, I'm telling you, both books I've had on hold for like 3 days because like they are a hot commodity.
Fair. Okay. I truthfully think that you're still like it.
It's not on Kindle Unlimited.
It's fine. It's so good. But anyways. I read The Family Upstairs first.
We get paid
first.
In 3 days. It's fine.
I read The Family Upstairs or listened to it on Spotify because I couldn't get it on the library app. But I was like, it helps me because I have an office. Yeah. I sit in an office and work. So it's like I listen to it and I get stuff done. Like,
yeah. It's kind of like your version of like playing music while you're working.
Yes. And so then I was like, I started the second book, which is The Family Remains. And I started listening to it on audiobook and I was on Spotify and I was realizing I don't have enough time. So then I turned up my speed. I always have it at like 1.2 or 1.4 anyways. But I was like, can I understand it if I put it at 1.6?
Oh, shoot.
I was like, will I? And then I was like trying to do math. I was like, am I going to have enough hours to get it all the way through? And I was like, girl, you're at the beginning of this book. No.
You're going to make it to the climax of the story.
And then you're going to be really, yeah. So like right now I'm like mad because that's kind of like where I'm at. Cause it like kind of had a cliffhanger at the end of the first book anyways. And so like second, I'm like.
So you're like fiending for more.
It's like, I know in the worst thing happened. I was listening to it and like I was on a walk and like the end of a chapter cliffhanger, right?
And then, at least it didn't cut off mid-sentence.
Yeah, but then it was like, you're out of audiobook listening hours. So I was like, I was so mad.
You're like, crap.
In the middle of my walk, and I was just grumpy.
Well, tomorrow's July 1st, so.
That's true. I'm really going to
have some time, you know.
I'm really going to have to look at that. But yeah, those are what I'm reading. Right now, I'm doing a lot of like, I just feel like I finished a lot of suspense. Suspense and thriller. Put both of the words together. But
I feel like I just did that like off of Billy Madison where he was like, today, Junior.
Yeah. No, but really. But yeah, so I have all these ones on Kindle. I like went through and tagged them. I had to go find them first. Yeah. And then like went and made tags. So I have all these ones. I'm trying to decide what I'm going to read for on the airplane and stuff like that. Or if I'm just going to listen to it. I think I need to read on the airplane because I have anxiety and I just think that I need to be like fully distracted, not just like.
See, I wish I could read in the car because we're driving. We leave tomorrow. And I really wish that I could read, but Philip will want to talk or jam out the entire ride. Yes. Like, I'll take some Dramamine and read, but I think he'll be wanting to talk because I know the boys are going to fall asleep. Like, I just know that's going to happen. So, no reading for me.
Nothing irritates me more than when we're in the car somewhere. And I don't even have to be reading, like, my actual book. But, like, I love my husband, and I love that he wants to, like, talk to me. I'm so appreciative of that. I understand that I need to be appreciative of that. But if I'm trying to read something...
It is so annoying.
And you know that I'm trying to read something. Yes. He has this terrible habit of, like, being quiet for, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Cool. When you are available to talk, he's quiet.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, he wants to chill, just drive. I'm like, perfect. I'm going to read my book. Pull my book out. All of a sudden, he's... Literally, Chatty Cathy.
It's like an alarm that goes off in men, because Philip has done that to me that's why I haven't started this book yet.
Yes.
Because he, like, normally our, like, lately our summer routine has been, like, when the boys go to bed, like, we're both so exhausted from like spending time with the boys that Philip wants to play the game with Preston and some whoever else he's playing.
Whichever hooligans there.
Yeah, whoever else they've roped into it. And I'm like, cool, I'm gonna sit down to read. Well, literally the last, like, two nights, Philip has been like, come and sit, which I love. He's coming, like, sat on the, he's going to be like, I guarantee you when we get out of this room, he's going to be like, so you don't want to watch TV with me anymore.
100%.
But I told you we started Squid Games. And so he'll come and, like, sit down to, like, watch Squid Games. I'm like, well, I was going to go lay down and read. And he's like, oh, you don't want to watch? I'm like, no, we can watch it. And he's like, I mean, if you don't want to watch it with me. And I'm like, no, it's fine.
They're, like, always so dramatic about it. It's like,
and they call us the drama queens.
That part. Sometimes I have to, like, give him forewarning, like, before dinner. I'm like, hey, I think I'm just going to, like, go lay down and read after we eat. And he's like, oh, okay, cool.
That would be smart. I might have to do that. Because I did do that last night. Yeah. Was it last night? Was it yesterday? I don't know. I told him, I was like, hey, I need to take, like, an everything shower. I need to self-tan.
Yeah.
And he literally came in. So, like, this might be TMI, but I like to air dry. Like, I don't like, whenever I get out of a shower, I don't want to immediately put a bunch of clothes on.
No.
And so I can hear him because my bedroom is, like, right off the living room. And he's like, it sounds like he's having a blast with the boys.
On the,
like,
video game?
Like, no, with our children. It was before they went to bed. It was, like, before bedtime. And so, like, Theo was losing his mind, but, like, Philip was doing everything he could to, like, keep him entertained. Yeah. The boys, I think they were, like, wrestling or something. I don't know. It was loud. And then Philip walks in and he's like, babe, what are you doing? And I was like, I told you that I have to self-tan, which requires me to air dry, which requires me to moisturize and all these things. And he was like, I've been out here fighting for my life. I was like, it sounded like you were having fun to me. Like,
I'm confused.
Oops.
The scream sounded like screams of excitement to me.
Yeah, I heard laughter. I don't know who was laughing. I mean, whatever. My bad.
Was it crying? Was it crying laughing? Like, laughing so you don't cry?
I think Theo might have been crying laughing, but, like, that's because it was his bedtime. But, like, the boys were definitely laughing. But it was so, I mean, it was so funny because he literally came in and, like, Theo was, like, over his shoulder like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
And he looked generally confused. Well, come to find out, like, Philip had texted me and was like, hey, tell me when you're done. Oh. And that way, because, like, we needed to get Theo a bath or whatever.
Team a little bit.
And so I didn't see that text. So he thought I just was sitting there chilling.
Just
and
hanging
I was like,
out.
Well, I mean, kind of I am.
Praying his downfall, really.
Like, sorry. I'm like, this is how it feels when you take 45 minutes to poop.
That part.
Sorry.
It is not that serious. Like... I've not intentionally.
I'm just exposing him so bad. Oh my God.
It's fine. But men in general, they're terrible about that. Like,
yeah.
And Preston always says, he's like, he always has to ask me because I swear as soon as he, like, gets up, I'm like, no, I have to go to the bathroom. We only have one bathroom in our apartment. So it's like, there's still two people in here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
yeah, like,
be considerate.
Yeah. Like, I shouldn't have to wait a full hour before I have to use the restroom again.
Yeah.
No, totally fair. Because I don't like using the boys' bathroom because if you have boys at home, you know that is
sometimes
like.
Sometimes I want to clean the bathroom for them. Like, not that it's really not that bad, but, like, sometimes I'd be like, no.
Oh, I refuse. I refuse to go in there. They are in charge of cleaning their bathroom, which is why I give everybody fair warning when you go into our home. Like, I have two boys who don't like to pay attention when they pee. Like, they
that
just
part,
think
that part's
going,
really
you know?
Not that bad.
It's everything else.
Yeah. Because it's, like, the other day I went in there and there was, like, three towels, like, just, like,
Oh my God. Because they don't hang stuff up.
It's like two of them are on the floor. One of them soaking wet. And then like, I guess they had, I don't even know if it was in the morning, but like there was like toothbrush and toothpaste like all over the place.
That is Maddox. Oh my God. That's Maddox and his ADHD. So like one, like, first of all, we found out at, like, I think it was last year when he took showers, he would also like put the stopper in. So it was like a bath shower.
No.
And he would sit on the floor in the bathtub while he's supposed to be showering and like make waves. I'm so serious. And so we would always come down there and there'd be like water everywhere. I'm like, Maddox, you are 8 years old, 9 years old. Why are you literally having a surf session in the bathtub?
Surfboard.
Right? Like we used to get. Well, so now Jordan has started to do it. Jordan wants to go swim. Like he begs to take a bath and then he like gets water everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's why I don't venture down there, because if I do, it's going to stress me out. And it's so, fair warning, if you come to my house, I have three boys.
Yeah.
Hi.
But.
Hey. Oh, sorry. We're being told to wrap it up.
I know.
Now.
They're both just staring at us.
We want to make sure you'll have two parts. Oh.
The sass. That's mine.
This must be one of those, we were just outside fighting for our lives.
That's probably exactly what it was.
I know, I can smell.
Yeah, Theo needs one of them.
Blech. Smells like outside in my house right now.
100%.
Do we have to go out?
Just go out the garage and just leave. The keys are in the car, so we're good.
You know what? Dang it. Oh my God, do you smell that?
No, I'm so close to this mic because I got in trouble last time. I wasn't close enough to this mic.
He shut the door and it's like a giant whiff of outside.
I promise you, it's probably just him. Sorry.
I don't want to go outside.
Oh, no, I smell it now. It took a minute. But
oh, God.
But yeah, this has been so fun.
I know. I'm glad. I love getting, like, no one ever sees this side of it. We should start 100%. Our own podcast. We'd be way cooler at it than they would.
Well, if we're going to, we might do a vlog. We can maybe turn it into like
I think we can. We can do it.
It'll be so fun.
YOLO.
We'll have updates on that. And you can follow us along. It'll be so good.
It'll be good.
But yeah, Friday nights, it's coming very, very soon. Preston's already drawing plays up.
I think their official first day of work is in what, like 3 weeks?
3 weeks, I
Something
think.
Something like
yeah.
that. Give or take 3 weeks. I think first day is.
It's like the last week of July.
Yeah. It's like the week they the go 21st to coaching or school, something. I think.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks?
Soak up these
it's
last
fine.
Few
it's
weeks.
It's going to be so good. We're going on vacation this week. Y'all are going next week.
Yes.
And then life begins again.
It does.
Another round. Season.
It's been going to be great.
Woo. Anyways, well, this has been another episode of Fourth and
Whatever.
And we're glad you stuck around. We look forward to seeing y'all and we'll see you on Friday nights.
Later.
Bye.